This is Degaroff's Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaroff. This is flyer number 717, entitled "The Masculist Paradigm Shift in Gender Politics." Description. This flyer shows how the rise of masculism will prove historically to be as large a paradigm shift in gender politics as was the rise of feminism after the 1960s. Feminism shifted women from being housewives to being careerists. Masculism will shift men away from being manslaves to women to being freer to pursue their own dreams. The flyer itself. The Masculist Paradigm Shift in Gender Politics, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaroff. Email profhugodegaroff@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaroff.wordpress.com. I believe that masculism will change society as profoundly as feminism has. Before the rise of second wave feminism, most women were housewives, as was my own mother. After the rise of feminism, most women are now careerists, expecting to have a career almost as much as men do. This is a major and historical shift in women's role. I expect, after over the next decade or so, that something similar will happen to men as a result of their absorption of the ideas of masculism. Masculism is indeed a paradigm shift in gender politics, teaching society that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, that women oppress men worse than vice versa. These masculist ideas will change several billions of men's lives as they adopt new lifestyles, profoundly changing the ways that men live, giving men new values that they express both intellectually and politically, uprooting traditional customs and expectations that men now see as repressive and which need to be got rid of. Before elaborating a bit more on how masculism will become the new paradigm in gender politics, it's useful to explain what the old paradigm was to provide a basis for comparison. The old gender political paradigm was feminism. Feminism has had a monopoly over gender politics for six decades since the rise of second wave feminism that got off the ground in the late 1960s and went on to change the lives of several billion women since that time. A core feminist belief was that gender oppression was a one-way street, that women were the oppressed and men the oppressors. Feminism said absolutely nothing, in capital letters, about how women oppress men. So in that sense, feminism was, and remains, a deeply misandrist, gynocentric ideology, which places none of the blame for the female condition on women, blaming men totally for all women's circumstances, as though women are completely incapable of pulling themselves up by their own bootstraps. In this sense, feminism is deeply misogynistic, assuming women are incapable of mastering their own fate, putting all the blame on men. Once millions of women had become careerists, millions of men no longer needed to be the sole breadwinner of the nuclear family. So it began to dawn on men that female careerism was actually liberating for men. Men no longer had to be manslaves to women, working for women for decades of a man's life. Men could begin spending a lot more time pursuing their own interests, their own dreams, and not being manslaves to women for most of their lives just to get a bit of sex from a woman from time to time. This realization was one of the major causes of the rise of masculist ideas that aimed to free men from their compulsory man's slavery to a financially dependent woman, whom masculists label a fluffy, that is, a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man, thus manslaving him for decades, the worst of all gender crimes as seen through the eyes of the masculists. Masculist theorists started thinking, thanks to men's invention of science-based medicine, that women now have a life expectancy of 85 years. Masculists see that it was men who gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so that even those women who stay at home for some years looking after small children still have a career window of half a century, given that most women today have 0, 1, or 2 kids. Masculists started standing up, pointing the finger at women, saying in very forceful terms, "Now that you women can work, you must work, since anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get you killed in the sense of being forced to rot on the shelf, since as most men become masculisted, they will not tolerate a fluffy woman who expects to manslave a man. Such fluffies will then die slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected, both socially and sexually, by men who will see them as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin and aim to exterminate them." End quote. This masculist hatred against fluffies is obviously a very sharp paradigm shift compared with the traditional feminist view of men as oppressors, rapists, sexual harassers, domestic abusers, patriarchs, etc. Millions of women hate men for the ways that men oppress women. These ideas have been around for several centuries and have become particularly strong over the past half century as feminism has spread across the planet, especially in the rich industrialized countries. Then along come the masculists, who turn the tables, accusing women, fluffy women, of being manslavers, committing a far worse gender crime against men than the slavers of the early 1800s in the US against their Negro slaves. Masculists are abolitionists who claim that manslavery is literally 1,000 times worse gender crime against men than was Negro slavery, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the US in the early 1800s, and there are several billion manslaves in the world today, whom the masculists are out to liberate by putting powerful moral pressure on women to FIP up, brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals, financially independent person. Masculists aim to create a FIP society, that is, one in which both sexes are socialized and educated to be FIPs, so that men are no longer manslaved by hated fluffies and no longer divorce-raped in the hated, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts, which butcher the lives of one married father in four. The flipping of women, the creation of a FIP society, will allow fundamental reform of the divorce courts, since they will become based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, that is, that the divorcing mother is assumed by these courts to be a FIP, who can take care of herself financially and not expect, fluffy style, to parasite off the money and labour of a man, both before and after the divorce, thus manslaving him for decades, ruining his life. The fact that one father in four is butchered in this way shows clearly how enormous the problem is for men and why men desperately need to be liberated by masculist ideas. In a FIP society, alimony will be thrown out. Custody of kids will be given jointly to parents by default. There'll be no halving of wealth nor stuff. Women will be expected to be FIPs, and if not, will be seen increasingly by society, and especially by men, masculisted men, as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, to be exterminated as hated gender criminals, to be severely punished by being forced to rot on the shelf, by men totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them. Another major gender political paradigm shift away from feminist politics is the rising masculist emphasis on the need for masculist politics. The feminists moved into a major second phase of feminist awareness after their initial consciousness-raising phase, and that is, they felt the need for major political changes in society, more favourable to women. So in the 70s and beyond, politically minded feminists pushed for and obtained the abortion right, fault-free divorce, took control of the divorce courts, changed laws that gave women equal pay for equal work, equal access to the professions, established gender equality committees in the parliaments, etc. Feminists thus changed the lives of billions of women through these changes in the gender laws that became a lot more favourable to women. Masculists now want the same for men by setting up a political plan for men that includes the following: dash, the fipping of women, the creation of a fip society, the bi-consciousing of society, that is, making masculist ideas as commonly known in society as our feminist ideas, so that everyone knows that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that women oppress men worse with their man's slavery, their divorce rape, their forced fathering, etc. Close brackets. The establishment of GECs, G-E-Cs, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes can be dealt with equally, which is certainly not the case today in our current gynocentric world, gender politically speaking. The masculist half of these GECs will then pass a series of masculist laws that will be more favourable to men. For example, the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, that will give men the same right as women have to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin his life, forcing him to pay for a kid for decades that he never wanted in the first place. The fact that women have the MARA, maternity rejection right, aka abortion right, but men don't have the PARA, is the most blatant form of sexual discrimination that exists, that embitters masculists, causing them to rage with a sense of burning injustice. The OPTAB will also be passed, brackets OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, equals, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, that will block women's awful gender crime against men of paternity fraud, brackets, where a woman tells her man that the kid growing in her is his, when she knows it's not, close brackets. Masculists want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years, since paternity fraud is a much worse gender crime than rape. That usually gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. The masculist half of these GECs will push for the spreading of masculist ideas by, for example, forcing gender studies at universities to teach bi-consciousness, that is, by teaching both feminist and masculist ideas, by pushing the media people to present masculist ideas as readily as feminist ideas, so that everyone becomes bi-conscious. These masculist political aims, when fully achieved, will profoundly change society. Future historians of gender politics will claim that the rise of masculist ideas were as important as the rise of feminist ideas decades earlier. Feminism had to come first to create the army of female careerists so that families could financially afford for the man to work less, to become less of a manslave by having the financial loss of a portion of the man's salary be compensated for by the salary of the careerist mother. Masculists are pushing for the MCT, that's Mother Career Timeline, which will allow women to be both mothers and careerists, which will become increasingly necessary as the birth rate, and hence whole populations, continue to crash, thus wiping ourselves out. South Korea now has a birth rate of 0.7 children per woman. So South Korea will be the first country, present trends continuing, to wipe itself off the face of the earth. The MCT pushes upper middle class women to get their master's degree at 23, work in a career competent, well paid profession for a few years, marry, and have her first kid at 26 and her second at 28, thus fulfilling her powerful civic duty of reproducing the next generation. Women need to have their kids in their 20s, since research shows by age 30, a third of women are already infertile. She stays at home raising her two kids until the second kid is off to kindergarten at age 4. Then she returns to her well-paid career. During the 6 years she is at home, the government pays her a maternity wage that equals what she earned before being a mother, based on the principle that the whole of society is responsible for the creation of the next generation, that is, that a hefty tax needs to be established to pay for this huge maternity wage cost. This maternity wage will also lessen the stress on the father/husband from being solely responsible for the financial upkeep of the nuclear family. It should be clear that these major political goals of the Maskers will indeed create major changes in society that will cause nearly everyone to agree with the idea that the rise of Maskerism was indeed a major paradigm shift in gender politics compared to the monoconscious attitudes of the feminists before the rise of Maskerism. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets.